they come here and got me to build a fancy Bruder house.
Bruder house?
Bruder place for the house. Bring the pair of the pigs in and build these stalls and all this fancy doings, you know.
Yeah.
I lost $20,000 that year with them. And I didn't rather to keep going or give up. I had 135 head of pigs born in them in 3 weeks. I moved them out and they got in a rain that had never been wet before, out in the damp and the night air.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an open, there's an old open down there. That's that big building you see down there. They got in the rain and it's taking pneumonia, flu. Well, I had the flu and the doctors claimed, the veterinarians claimed they caught the flu for me, the hogs. Then they had pneumonia. I lost 435 head of the finest hogs you ever looked at in 6 weeks.
Gosh.
Faster than two men could haul them up, they died.
Could haul what?
The fastest two men could haul them away, the lot would be covered dead again the next morning.
Carved them off.
And hauled them off in the woods over there and stacked them up in the buzzards. Never they'd eat them and never touched them, never even eat the eyes up. But you could carry some dead chickens with you. Hens that died or got too hot at night and fell or dropped dead, you know. You carry them, the buzzards eat them, but they never touch them pigs. Always. Well, I was disgusted at that thing and disgusted at myself. But I had 8 men working for me and I let them all go. But I believe I kept 2 and started over.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a man to quit, son. I wouldn't quit at that. I call it bullheaded, crazy, everything else for going ahead after you, you know, stumble like that. But I couldn't see it. Every morning that God sent in my life when I was able to and back in my younger days, 2 o'clock I got up and went to work in the morning. And at 7 and 8 I quit when it got dark so I couldn't see. My wife and them were asleep soon. Time to have breakfast and get up and fix breakfast early. But I seen my sister-in-law and her have all the clothes on the line, breakfast fixed, and daylight coming. We'd all go to the tomato pasture garden. But that was, I really figured it. I just couldn't lie there in the bed and think about it. You know, I had 4 or 5 tractors sitting out there.
Yes.
All right, when the men come, them tractors all greased, all and ready and sitting here right ready. All you had to do is step on one. I said, go over here and you drop the cultivator in this field. You go over here and start disking this field. You go over here and you start doing this. And you go over here and you do this. Hell, I've gone 5 minutes. But if I'd had to wait for them to grease his tractor and oil it and all such things as that and see him check the oil and things, well,
yeah.
9 chances out of 10 he wouldn't have done it and I'd have had a burnt up tractor. So I did it all that. But I had him ready, sitting out there ready to go when they grew up. And, well, I made some mistakes in my life, some big ones. I could have been a multi-millionaire then if I'd have just went on and invested land like I wanted to. My wife would have been. She just fussed all the time. Every time I'd buy a piece of ground, she'd fuss. Because people can't see that way, son. Did you know that?
How's that?
Well, you can't see, in other words, you can't see that to invest your money in something that nothing can move or nothing can touch or nothing. It'll be there 10 years and then you don't have to stay there and watch it. Understand?
Uh-huh.
And ain't nobody gonna move this old earth very far away from where it's at.
Yeah.
So I didn't invest in too much land, but I invested in enough. I believe 1,700 acres of land down here in a meadow. Understand? Low land.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether you know what a meadow is, but a meadow is a place where the water almost stands the year